You started?
Yeah.
Great. Today I want to talk a little bit about Yerusha Sabal. The Gemara in Kuf Yud Aleph on the Beis tries to source how we know there's a concept of Yerusha Sabal. It's not in the Pasuk. I mean, it's not in one of the explicit Pasukim to say that Yerusha Parshas Pentas. The Gemara says, the Isha Sishtom in Ahani Milid, the two dots on Kuf Yud Aleph on the Beis, the Tan Rabbanan, She'ero Zu Ishto. Melamed Shabal Yoresh es Ishta. So from that pasuk, v'mein achim la'aviv v'nusatem es nachalosol v'sheiro akarav v'ilab v'mishpachto v'irash v'sa v'yisal v'neisal v'chukas mishpach asher tiva Hashem es Moshe. We derive Yerushas Habal. Yachol afiti v'shem. Maybe we should go both ways. Tamalomer v'irash v'sa hu yoresh v'sa v'in hi yoresh es osa. Then the Gemara goes on to explore other possibilities as for the source of Yerusha Sabal. A little bit further down, a few lines later, the Gemara suggests that we may learn from Lo Si Sof. So from the context of the psukim of Hasavas Nachla, we derive the possibility of Yerushas Haba. Okay, so when the dust settles, there are two possibilities as to the source of Yerushas Haba, either from She'ero or from the Isser of Hasavas Nachla. And that's what the Rashbam explains, B'sibas Haba L'kas M'davr, Klomer, B'shvil Hasavas Nachla Mimata L'mata Yidei Haba L'sheir Yishas Ishto, who mishevet acher, v'nimtza shehus v'mishevet l'shevet, v'kach diber akasav, v'hikbeh shalot yinasei l'mata acher, ela l'chamim mishpachas m'taviyah. So the fact that we have such a concern that she shouldn't marry out of l'shevet, that indicates that there is a notion of Yerushas Haba. Okay. So the fact that we need a separate source for Yerusha Sabal would seem to indicate that Yerusha Sabal is not intuitive, because the relationship between a husband and wife is not a relationship of korva, and all the other Yerusha relationships are relationships of korva, so you couldn't learn out from the other existing Yerusha relationships of krovim. So then, question is, once that's the case, once we do learn out from either She'ero or Savas Nachla that there is a notion of Yerusha Sabal, does that mean Yerusha Sabal in the end is equivalent to other forms of Yerusha, or does Yerusha Sabal still have a somewhat unique status, reflecting the fact that it's not from a regular korva? So is there enough community in Yerusha Sabal and other Yerushas? Yeah.
Is it possible we just need the She'ero to tell you when he's Yerush, not that he's Yerush?
What do you mean?
Like over the banim, for example?
I mean in terms of ordering.
Yeah.
That you would have known that he is Yoresh, we just wouldn't know the order. Okay, so hold on to that a minute. We may, Toch HaDvarav, address that as we move on. The Tosfos on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskil, Amrle, Dimasu Chitema, Tabli Amud. So the Gemara here entertains jumping in the third line. Chitem v'sivus haben kavkavit krav al balo yaris tashma losi sov nachalal b'nei Yisrael metel matat Chitem alav relav alav v'asei. Tamalomer lo sisav nachlay mitalam etacher. Chitem alav relav v'shnei lavin v'asei. Tashma, etc. So it says also chitem alav relav v'shnei lavin tema. Hahecha de'ikol and medrash lo mokminan belave yaseiras. Here the Gemara entertains, maybe we shouldn't be learning out a new concept of Yusha Sabal. Maybe the additional pasuk is just telling you an extra lav. Tos is bothered. In order of priorities, we don't usually choose to be marba lav yaseira over a new drasha. So chitema the hachi gamar da filu imokmus lahu belave yaseira. Ikal and Nail of Shabal Yorish is Ishto, Tilamasha Achi Besamach, the Kamber La Olam, Cry, Besebus Haben, Kide Shanina. So, Tos is bothered by this question. Why don't we assume that it should be obvious that a drush takes priority over being Moki Velavi Yisei, right? The Tosa Rush answers, well, we don't have an Ertosis, in your Lee. The Hacha Islam Okme Bilavi Yisere Kodim Shinidra Shirusha, She'ena Machmas Korva, Shalomatinu Kamosa. The reason that the Gemara entertains that we should be Mokim, essentially Bilavi Yisere, over learning out Yerusha Sabal is because Yerusha Sabal is a totally innovative type of Yerusha, a Yerusha that's not Machmas Korva, that we have no model for. So then, at least in the realm of the Havamina, that's such a Chiddush, it wouldn't have been intuitive that the Psukim come and teach you that. And that's what the Ritva writes as well. The Ritva writes here, V'yishlomar, D'hanami k'man d'leka l'medrash chashvin alei, she'hei abal she'eino karov yoresh yisishta. So this isn't a level playing field. You wouldn't necessarily assume that the drasha should be your first choice because it's the drasha that establishes halacha that is mechudeshes. So then, the reason you need Psukim to indicate Yerusha Sabal is because it's a totally different type of Yerusha that you wouldn't have known from any existing model. But again, once that happens, once we do establish that Yerusha Sabal exists, does that now default to a regular type of Yerusha, or are there different halachas of Yerusha Sabal that don't apply to other forms of Yerusha? So we assume lahalacha that in terms of Seder Kedima, a Baal is Kodem Afilu Lebet. Right? A woman dies, she has a son, she has a husband. The husband has Kedima over the son. Says the Ritva here, Kufi Bezim and Aleph. V'im Tomar, Dilma Hani Mili Hecha Deleka Av, Av Hecha Deika Av, Av Kodem. So how do you know that the Baal is Yoresh even where there's an Av? Maybe the Av would have Kedima over the Baal. Yishlomar, de'ilu midina, ein lecha rachok yoser min haba. That on a baseline level, a Baal has no relationship, no korva to his wife. So without the Chiddush Hakra, or the Chiddush of Yerusha Sabal, the Baal would be totally out of the picture. The Kevan de Akrivei Rachmana, the Avdei Karov, Legamri Akrivei. So once the Torah goes out of its way to teach us that there is Yerusha Sabal, that we treat the Baal as the Yoresh, we go all the way, we go all out, and give the Baal Kedima priority number one. So the Baal jumps the line, and Yerusha Sabal is Kodem anything else, because once it's a Chiddush that Yerusha Sabal exists, even though he's not a regular Karov, then the Baal jumps the line, goes to priority one of Seder Kedima. So what exactly is the Ritva saying? Meaning, if the Torah had only said that we give the Baal the status of a karov. So we don't know, necessarily know anything about Seder Kedima. So the Rav saying that it's more than that. It's not just that we've given him a status of a karov, but we give him the first in line of Kedima. Because since this is a new type of Yoresh, a non-karov Yoresh, so then that becomes the priority in Seder Kedima. Take a look at Tosos as well on Kufi Gimel Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskel Mesa. Bimtomar deben yoresh b'ra'oi b'nichsei imo. So a son is yoresh nichsei imo even b'ra'i, not only b'mochsak. Ubal eino yoresh, and a baal is not yoresh b'ra'oi k'b'mochsak. Minal and the baal konu leben. So given that the ben's yerusha is a stronger Yerusha that is more expansive than the Yerusha of a Baal. A Ben is Yoresh B'ra'oi Kibbamuchzak, and a Baal is not Yoresh B'ra'i. So how is it that the Ben's Yerusha is more encompassing, and yet the Baal's Yerusha takes Kedima over the Ben? Bottom of Kufi Gimel Amud Aleph. V'yesh lomar, Kevan Shabal Eino Yoresh Machmas Korva, Ela Machmas She'erus, Shehein Chashuvin Kibasar Echad, Imkein Kamosha Hu Kodim Lashar Krovim, Kahu Kodim Leben, De Mailihai Umailihai. So Yerusha Sabal is a Yerusha of a different flavor. It's a Yerusha not of Korva but of She'erus, a Yerusha of Basar Echad. So that takes the priority in terms of Kedima. If it's a Basar Echad Yerusha, She'erus Yerusha, then the husband and wife are the same person, in a sense. And as far as Seder Kedima, that comes first, because you're Morish yourself, to yourself, before you're Morish to anyone else. So that has nothing to do with the scope of the Yerusha. It still could only be B'muchzak and not B'ra'i, but in terms of Seder Kedima, that's She'erozu Ishto, or even if it's Lo Sisov, but that's a Yerusha of She'erus, not a Yerusha of Korva. So then, fundamentally, it's a different kind of Yerusha than other Yerushas. And then it comes out that the fact that Yerusha Sabal is a function of this She'erus, of this Kibasar Echad, so the Basar Echad only exists so long as both spouses are married. Then it makes sense that there's not going to be any Yerusha Deroi, because once the wife dies, so then the relationship doesn't exist anymore, and you can't talk about Yerusha something that doesn't yet exist, so it doesn't make sense that there's going to be Yerusha Sabal V'Ro'i. And the Ramah writes, Os Kufayin Hei, Kufim Tesam and Aleph, Os Kufayin Hei, Ein Abal Yoresh Es Ishto Kishehu Bekever, Lahanchi Lebanon mi Isha Acheres. So there's no din of Baal Yorishis Ishto Bakever. If the husband predeceases the wife, so his Yorishim have no right to any Yerusha that's being conducted through the Baal. The Baal can't be a conduit to Yerushas Ishto once he's dead, to then pass it to his sons. Degabe Balusai Shitalan, The svaruhu the ikar yerusha di day mikach ishas kaasya. The yerusha sabal is mikach ishas. Became the nei sabal. Came in the mei sabal. Missing a word here. Came in the mei sabal something. Ishto pakale ishas. The azalah yerusha di day. Once a husband dies, so that ishas is paka. And then going forward, any Yerusha relationship doesn't exist anymore. The ain akar of Yerusha's krovo, elabisman she'ain krovin zelazet. So it only makes sense to have a Yerusha bekever if the relationship still exists. But the whole relationship, the whole basis of Yerusha sabal is because of she'ero, a baser eflag, which doesn't exist after one of the partners dies. So then there's no be manchil bekever after that relationship ceases to exist. So that's the chumrah, if you will, of Yerusha Sabal is in the Seder Kedima, and the kula, because it is a different type of Yerusha of Basar Echa, the kula, if you will, is that there's no Yerusha be Ra'oi, and that there's no Yerusha bekever. Where does the Rambam fall as far as Yerusha Sabal? So, for starters, the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Nachlos Seder Nachlos Kahu Misha Meis Yerushuhu bana vehein kod min lakol. The person dies, his sons take precedence. Vazakarim kod min lakevos. So here there's no mention of the fact that there is a Yerusha Sabal that is kodim to Yerusha Sbani. Right, Misha Meis Yerushu Bana Vehein Kodmin Lako. And it's a little bit dochik to assume that the Rambam here is only talking about a male that dies and not a female that dies. So why does the Rambam tell us from the get-go that if it's a female that dies who's married, then the Baal is kodem to the Bana? The Rambam only introduces Yerusha Sabal in the Lacha Ches. Ha'isha eina yoreshes es bai leklau. The Habal yoreshes kol nechse ishto mi divrei sofrim. V'hu kodem lakol birushasa. So a wife isn't yoreshes her husband at all. The husband is yoreshes ishto, the Rambam writes, mi divrei sofrim. And he has kedima over everyone else. So here the Rambam does tell you what you would have expected maybe to see in Halacha Aleph, that when it comes to Yerusha Sabal, the Baal does have Kedima. And then maybe, if to the extent that the Rambam flags this as Divrei Sofrim, maybe that's why the Rambam doesn't tell you about Halacha Aleph, because we'll see in a second what Divrei Sofrim may mean, but it's something less than the Seder Nachla Minatorah, if you will, that the Rambam would presumably be beginning Hilchos Nachlos with. The Raivit is Masig. Eini moda v'zeh mishmais avasu d'mishameis v'shah harayos hamaras hefatzeh ein lehem amida. So at least the way the Nosei Kelim understand, the Raivit be Masig. What do you mean divrei sofrim? It's a din d'oraisa, they're psukim. So what does the Rambam talk to me when he says Divrei Sofrim? So the Magnisha thinks that the Rambam actually means Drabanan, and then the Psukim are Asmathas. Says the Kesef Mishnah, the Kvar Ha'yeh Efshalomar, Shesav Rebbeinu Shehimi D'Raisa, Umashikasav who be the very sofrim latame azil shesover shekal darvish she'enim b'furish b'torah nikra the very sofrim. So the way the Kesef Mishnah famously explains other Rambams as well, the Rambam Kedushin, that Divrei Sofer doesn't necessarily mean Derabanan, it means that it's not based on Psukim Mufurashim. So just like Kedusha Kesef is Divrei Sofer that doesn't mean Derabanan, so to Yusha Tzabal is Divrei Sofer, but that doesn't mean that it's Derabanan. Ella, because the Mishnah is not so fast, Shem Perik Shishi Masha Behegim Divrei Rabbeinu Shesover Shehimi Divreim Shekosev Yusha Tzabal Afa Pi Shehimi Divreim Asu Chizek LeDivreim Kishol Torah. The Rambam actually does write Perik Vav Alachaches, another lashon, that even though it's only midivreim, asu chizek lidivreim, and therefore a tenai can't work. And that's the chizuk that they did for Yerush Sabal, which is only derabbanan. So the Kesef Mishnah says you could have said that divrei sofrim really means daraisa, but not a. Pasuk Mufurash, and that's the demand of Divrei Sofrim. But the problem is, in Perek Vav, the Rambam there seems to actually say that we're talking about a din midivreim, a din derabbanan. And in fact, that's a machlokas in the Gemara in Ksubas Staff Pei Gimel. So there the Gemara has a machlokas whether Yerusha Tzabal is min haTorah or midirabbanan. Maybe the Rambam Taka Paskins, like the opinion of Rav over there in Ksubas Pei Gimel, that Yerusha Tzabal is derabbanan. Now, it's worth noting that the Mechaber includes Yerusha Tzabal only in Eben Ezer and not in Hilchos Nachlas. Yerusha Tzabal appears in Eben Ezer Simen Sadi, not in Hilchos Nachlas with other forms of Yerusha. The Ramadir Paskins in Eben Ezer Simen Sadi Sifhei, based on Agos Mordechai, that if a husband is Moreid al Ishto, or he's Madir Hanami Ishto, so then he's no longer obligated, or the regular Ishus Halachos don't apply. And Yesh Omrim, that in that case, if she dies, he's not Yoresh as Ishta. So a Morid al Ishta or Madir Hanami Ishto is not Yoresh as Ishta. So if Yerusha Tzabal is a regular bona fide din d'oraisa, that's harder to understand why he shouldn't be Yoresher. Bottom line, even if he was Morid, she's still his wife, and she died. So what does the fact that he's morid against her allow the abrogation of Yerusha's Habal? And even if it was a din derabanan, but if it's a regular din derabanan that is formulated the same way, a standard Yerusha, so the Yerusha should still apply. What does the fact that he was morid against her change anything? Elowat. So it could be that the perspective of Yerusha Tzabal reflected here is that Yerusha Tzabal, number one, maybe derabbanan, and maybe the Rambam meant Divrei Sofrim literally, and that's what the Rambam writes in Perek Vav, and it's a derabbanan that is part of the package of Zechuyo Tzabal v'Ishta, part of the package of the rights that a husband has to his wife's property and assets. So it's a zechus mamon, it's not a regular din Yerusha. So just as when it comes to other zechuyos mamon, a husband may forfeit his zechuyos depending on his actions. So if he doesn't respect the marital relationship properly, if he's morid al ishto, so he forfeits other zechuyos mamonios that he has the ishto. So maybe that's why he forfeits the Yerusha Tzabal as well. And that would explain why this is included in Hilchos Ksuba and not in Hilchos Nachla, because it's not a standard Nachla. It's not just that it's a Nachla or Yerusha that reflects a different kind of relationship, a relationship of She'er, of Basar Echad, as opposed to a relationship of Korva, but it's even more different than standard Yerusha, in that it's a Zuchus HaBaal V'Mamon Ishto, as opposed to a regular Din Yerusha. And that would also explain why the Rambam doesn't include the regular halachos of Yerusha Sabal, the details of Yerusha Sabal in Hilchos Nachlas. He only makes that passing reference that we just saw in Perek Aleph and then a passing reference in Perek Vav. But the details of Yerusha Sabal appear in Hilchos Ishus, in Perek Beis Hilchos Ishus. After the din of Mitzia Sa'isha and after the din of Maisei Adeha, then the Rambam includes the din of Yerusha Sabal. So you just have to figure out, does this, can you even say this if Yerusha Sabal is a regular din d'oraisa? Meaning, if it's a din d'rabbanan, it's a lot easier to construct Yerusha Sabal as a totally different category of Zechuyo Sabal b'maman ishto. It could be you could say that even if it's a din d'oraisa, and that's how it's constructed, but I'm not sure if I have a raya Mefurashes for that. Okay, stop here.